a lot of background noise. It's, what is it? It's 8:50 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 13th, 2020. It's a lovely morning. It's like 50 degrees out here. Well, according to my back door, it's 50 degrees. According to the official Greeley temperature, it's like 40. I don't know. It feels a little cooler than yesterday, but not that much. Put up a bonus picture on Instagram, which goes to Twitter. This is sign up, man. Right on the main drag. It's a blue sign with white lettering, and it's like coming up on us. Like, what the hell is? It looks like a voting, a political yard sign. White on blue. And it's Tacos Tequila 2020. I'm like, okay. There's a platform I can get behind. That tickled me this morning. So yeah, hello, good morning. It's Tuesday. It's time to get on with the life here. I basically said screw it yesterday. And I got the podcast done. I'd already done the grocery run. I did like three loads of laundry. And just let everything else just go to hell. Grilled some steaks for dinner. They were delicious. Probably the most expensive meal I've prepared in a month. And not the most expensive one I've ordered to go, but still. Came out good. My birthday dinner. For all that everybody said, oh, Jesus, too bad you have to cook your own dinner for your birthday. It's like, well, I'm the only one who knows how I like my steak. It's still a little overdone, but it's so good. I'd rather do it than have to spend twice as much time helping people figure out how to make it happen. I really need to get the kids in particular, I really need to get them to adopt one night a week to do dinner. And then even if that means I have to take them to the grocery store so they can get what they need to make dinner. They really need to know a lot more about food and how to prepare it than I've actually set them up to know. So we'll see how this goes. So in some of my more introspective moments yesterday, I realized that I've got to get some work done here. We're 2 weeks into the third quarter. I've got the edits back from Karen, and I've opened them, but I haven't done anything with them. I've got two books, soon to be three books, with no paperback version. I got a book that's sort of halfway in on the new Ishmael story, and I still like that story. It may not be the story I'm going to publish ultimately, but the noodling that I've done in order to create that story is, I think it's the right story. I like it a lot. We'll see how it works out. But one of the things that I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, which is somewhat pr- problematic. It's at the root of why haven't I been walking and all the rest. I seem to be pumping right along here this morning. And that's it. I get up in the morning and start Fallout 4. And then the next thing I know, the morning is gone. It's like 1 in the afternoon. I haven't even had a second cup of coffee. So, yeah, the difference between now and what I was doing before was that I'm not eating the frog. The famous Mark Twain aphorism, I assume it's Mark Twain, and I've seen it attributed to him, and I keep going back to it. If your job is to eat a raw frog every day, then do it first thing in the morning, and nothing worse will happen to you for the rest of the day. And for a long time, I was eating my frog first thing. I would get up in the morning, I would take my toast and my coffee down, and I would open up the word processor file. I would open up the For the Words webpage, and I would sort of peruse the last few paragraphs of what I'd written while I was having my toast, and sort of waking up a little bit. And I would write a little. And then I'd go for the walk. Or if it was, you know, it's like in the heat of the summer, it was like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, I would go. 6:30, 7 o'clock. I would put my boots on and go for the walk. And then come back to the open word processing file. Come back to the open For the Words page. And I would do some work. I would do something. I would accomplish a bit, even if it wasn't a whole lot. But if I start the day writing or engaged in some effort related to writing, like editing or formatting for paperback, which is what I'm doing this morning. If I start there in the morning, then I tend to do more of it during the course of the day. I tend to get at least something accomplished every day. So then if I bail in the afternoon, it's like, okay, fine. I got something done. So I have a goal for this. I have three goals for this week. Goals one and two are to get the paperback versions of the two books I'm missing. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
So one of them is Sun Wu Bei. I think the other one. Is the other one Wizard's Butler? Probably. I'm working on Finwell Bay right now because I have the template set up for South Coast. And so already this morning, I've got the most time-consuming part of setting the book up. I still have to go look up the right, or assign an ISBN number to it so that it has, I have the correct ISBN and the barcode for it. But I have to set up a cover, and I can't do that until I have the PDF that tells me how many pages it's going to be. And usually what I have to do is actually upload it to Amazon. So Amazon could tell me how many pages they think it is. on a bicycle with a kid on a trailer bike.
How's it going?
Good morning. No, they didn't get all of the groundhogs, the prairie dogs. There's two of them sitting right here beside the sidewalk. Count up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So yeah, today I'm eating a frog. I got things well underway. I know what I'm doing when I get back. So before I got any later, I lost the day altogether, I decided I would take the walk, get out of the way, go home, get it posted. See if I can get a little bit of a streak going here. If I could get a few days in a row, then the probability of my doing the next day is better. I'm a little worried about my ankle. My right ankle is giving me problems. And right now it feels okay, it feels fine. Of course, I've got the tall ankle high boots on. So it's got some support. And maybe what I have to do is start wearing the boot around the house for a while. So I'm reading more Glenn Stewart. Conviction, which is straight up military science fiction. I suppose it's space opera as well. There's politics involved, so it sort of lets it fall into the space opera category. I'm enjoying it, it's quite good. It's book one of a series. Book two is out. And I'm almost done with book one, so I suspect I'll be diving right into book two. Which makes me feel a little bit bad. I still want to find some new authors. I want to find some new people that I can support, that I can promote, but I keep running into people who are not quite ready for prime time. And I'm wondering if part of the problem is that I'm now kind of spoiled. It's like if I read Quarter Share right now, not having written it, would I be able to say, this is a pretty interesting book? I'd like to think yes, but I'm not sure. I know people still recommend Quarter Share.
kind of warm, sunshine around me. UPS making a delivery in the neighborhood here really early this morning. Anyway, so yeah, I got some goals for this week, and mostly it's basically pick up catch up. I've got a newsletter to put out, and I gotta get it ready tomorrow, so I could send it out on Wednesday, which means I'd like to have something to put in the newsletter other than. Yeah, well, you know, in the last month, I've pretty much done a lot of game playing. Kip Grace should be dropping an audio soon. Yeah, there goes my ankle. I don't know if I was thinking about it and talking about it or putting more focus on it, but now it's starting to burn a little. It feels like it might be tendonitis. I have some medication for that. I have a very powerful anti-inflammatory that I take for my arthritis. And it's prescribed for twice a day, but I only take it once a day. So I always have extras laying around. Makes a difference. Anyway, I've got to call a tree company, have them come take down this set of trees. But yeah, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.